Omaha Performing Arts had a busy December so far with Christmas shows. But there is more to go. More Broadway shows, concerts, and other performances coming up. Beb Carlson from OPAC recommended planning soon because tickets are going fast for this season, such as the Cocomelon live performance coming up to the Orpheum Theater.
Based on the live version of the children's show for preschoolers and toddlers, that will be here on December the 18th. Those tickets are available right now. Also coming up is Michael W. Smith will be performing at the Orpheum. The Christian artist is bringing his Christmas tour on December 19th. Mannheim Steamroller will be at the Orpheum again. It's only two shows, the 22nd and 23rd of December. But I think there are very few tickets left for that.
And it is never too soon to plan ahead. In January, two shows outside of Broadway are on the calendar.
On the 13th, we have the Delvin Lamar Organ Trio. A lot of just incredible feel-good music. They're going to be in the Holland Music Club at the Holland Center. So that's going to be a fun show. And then another one that has really generated a lot of interest is the Boys to Men concert. They're going to be at the Orpheum on January 19th.
Directly from Broadway, on January 3rd, Six the Musical opens.
Huge blockbuster hit. It's about the six wives of Henry VIII, and they're presented as pop divas, like there's an Adele character and a Beyonce character and that kind of thing, but they sort of have a sing-off over who had it worst with being married to Henry. It's just an incredible pop show.
Let's not forget about Frozen in April and Hairspray in June of 2023. Tickets for those shows will go on sale at the beginning of the year. But perhaps one of the most important events for Omaha Performing Arts next year is the opening of the new venue, the Steelhouse.
After the first of the year, you're going to start hearing more about the shows that are going to be there and all of that. Who doesn't want to be at that first show and the first concert and everything? But really encourage people to be following Steelhouse Omaha on social media as well. Again, those newsletters from OPA are really important. All you have to do is go to o.pa.org and sign up for our newsletters. Make sure that you're getting that information. Folks can also get text from us. They have to opt in. That's one way we can make sure with all of the noise that's out there that people are actually getting accurate information from us and so they can plan their entertainment.
For more information about all the events from Omaha Performing Arts, visit o-pa.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.